Well, well, well. Hello, 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 everybody. So Person of Interest has taken a break for the past 2 weeks, and I very, very much so apologize. As much as I try to get these things out every week on the same day, y'all know it doesn't happen. I'm working towards it, okay? So just bear with me on this. But so 2 weeks ago, I was in Alaska, and then I got back from Alaska, and my phone crashes for a week, and I thought that I lost all the data on my phone, which was very, very, very scary because while I was in Alaska, I had the most epic trip ever. Like, have you ever gone on a trip or a vacation or adventure and come back a different person, and it was just so amazing that you are just on cloud nine for a long time? Well, that's clearly currently where I am right now. So while I was there, I met a man named Marty Rainey on the way to Alaska and in the Denver airport with my brother Jacob. And it turns out he's on all these television shows on Discovery. I had no idea. I've never seen any of his shows, but I just liked the guy. We started talking, and then he made our trip so amazing. He gave us all the best advice. He hooked us up with some of his friends, et cetera, et cetera. And we just had an absolute blast. And so the more I got to know him and know his story, I was like, okay, I do this podcast at home. I know I'm a stranger, but can I have a conversation with you and record it? So I met him on Sunday. We didn't record until Friday. And by that point, I'd been going on like 3 hours of sleep a day, going on fumes, vacation mode, like, but also like just so happy at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I end up talking with Marty Rainey. Now he's on the shows Homestead Rescue, Deconstructed, Homestead Rescue, Rainey Ranch, and Ultimate Survival Alaska. And he is such a character. So just picture a grown-ass man. I think he's in his 60s. I really have no idea how old he is. He's wearing a cowboy hat, a white Oxford shirt, unbuttoned halfway down, just one button above his belly button. He's got a bandana on, as did I. And he's got some crazy boots on and a whole lot of confidence. And I was like, this guy is crazy. I want to meet this person. I like, who is this person, you know? And so we finally met him. It was awesome. And then he told us about his friend, Bernie Carl. Bernie Carl he owns the Chena Hot Springs. Now, they're like world renowned. I've seen them on TV a whole lot all growing up. Like, I remember I saw them on MTV when I was a kid. And then the Discovery Channel's been there. Travel shows have been there for years and years and years. And I didn't realize that till Marty hooked it up and said, you got to go here. So we decided to go. We book it. And then we looked it up. And I was like, oh my God, I've seen this place on TV. Like, they're the place that has the ice museum where you go and everything is ice. And then you get a glass that's made, carved out of ice. And you get a drink inside of the glass. It was just so incredible. And there are hot springs there and the Northern Lights there. And it was honestly so, so amazing. So last week, I also interviewed Bernie, okay, after a whole long day of driving for 10 hours, driving for 7 hours in negative 10 weather, stopping to take pictures everywhere. Then we finally get to the Chena Hot Springs. I drink a couple glasses of wine. Then we have a couple martinis. Then we have dinner. And then we recorded the podcast coming up. But it still isn't short of just fantastic. He is an amazing man, a real, true innovator, and such a compassionate soul. Like, he had so much deep wisdom and also moving forward progressively, environmentally, and really just like humanitarian wise. He was truly, truly remarkable. So I recorded him and Marty. And so this week I have two episodes coming out, one on Tuesday and one on Thursday of this. And I hope you guys enjoy. I thought it would be really cool to share with you guys these people. As you know, with Person of Interest, I find people that I think are really great that we all need to learn something from. And most importantly, people who just live their lives, and that I think that by living their lives, they're giving gifts to the greater good and to all of us. And these two men definitely are. And I got to interview Marty's wife as well. And I got to tell you, Bernie's wife, Moon, was the coolest thing in the world as well. But while Bernie and I were talking, she sat down and talked to my brother Jake, and they talked about cooking and everything, and it was just wonderful. So keep in mind, those two are coming up this week. I cannot wait to share with you. And if you've ever been to Alaska, You know the amazing bliss that it is. And if you haven't, I really do recommend going. I'm cheesing out, totally having like an Eat, Pray, Love moment shamelessly, okay? And sharing it with you. Shamelessly doing this. And like, I'm going to be one of those people like Maggie Rogers, you know, the recording artist, Maggie Rogers, went to Alaska, made her entire album about Alaska afterwards because she was so inspired. And that is pretty much where I am now. And I'm just so excited to share this stuff with you. And yeah, that's about it. Enjoy. I hope you're having an amazing time this spring and looking forward to the world opening up more and more as we go through this every day. I know I am. If you like the podcast, like, subscribe it, follow, tell all your friends about it. And if there's anyone you think needs to be on this podcast or you think you should, dude, confidently holler at me. I want to talk to you. I want to make this happen. You can email me at natalie@wkrq.com or you can DM me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok are all the same. It's at Nat Jones with three O's, NatJoones. And any other way, send a bird, call the station, whatever. Y'all know the drill. Babes, I hope you're having a great day. And remember, whatever it is you do today, make yourself proud. I'm so excited to share with you Alaska Week. So stay tuned.